KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
All right, top of the morning to you. This is KXFM on 104.7, and you're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. Be right back after these songs.
Peaches in the summer, apples in the fall. Everybody knows when it's no good at all. I roll like a rambling stone. Got no place to call my own. No, but the great unknown.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. I felt good.
Alrighty, this is KXFM on 104.7, but you probably know that because you can hear me. You're listening to The Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10, and today I'm happy to have in studio as my guest, Michael Epstein. Hi there, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Ernest. I'm doing fantastic on this beautiful Sunday morning here in Laguna Beach.
Some people are altogether too peppy, too early in the morning. But we'll get past that. Apparently, some people have found the secret to life or have hacked it somehow. So, Michael, I guess you are technically a biohacker?
Correct. Biohacker. That's a great way to put it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what is that?
Well, biohacking, it's changing your gene expression. So, you know, in life, and good morning, everybody, and glad you guys are here. And yeah, I feel kind of peppy, even though I was up all night with a 4-month-old.
Well, yeah, but that's all that extra pep. This is degraded a little bit.
Right. Well, you need to biohack your DNA in order to be able to do that. And well, biohacking is where you have the ability to shift your body's ability of the way that it becomes deteriorated.
Okay.
And what deteriorates the body is actually a couple things. Number one, oxidative stress.
Okay.
And oxidative stress is kind of a mutation of the cells. And it's caused from the foods we eat, the
so
air we breathe.
That's, what is it, free radicals?
Yeah, free radicals is the form of oxidative stress. It's kind of like rusting. So imagine that you, when you were a kid, you took your bike and it started raining and you left it in the backyard for several months. And then when the spring came and all of a sudden you looked at, where's my bike, Mom? And then all of a sudden you look in the backyard, there it is all rusty.
Right.
That's what happens to the inside of our body. It actually rusts.
Okay.
And that rusting, that oxidative stress creates this mutation. But it's not only from that. It's caused from the air that we breathe here in Laguna Beach is a lot better. But if you're in different areas, like in the middle of Los Angeles, there's a lot of toxins in the air.
Okay.
It's caused from stress, and stress as in emotional stress, people that are not sleeping enough, people that are working out too much.
Oh, okay.
Emotional, financial stress, all of that creates
that'll weigh you
oxidative
down.
Stress.
Okay, all right. And so, well, first off, how did you decide, how did you get involved?
Well, my background is, so let me give you a little background. I'm 62 years old. I'll be 63. I have a 2.5-year-old son and a 4-month-old son.
But he's got the energy of a 20-year-old and fresh as a daisy in the morning.
And literally, my wife and I were up all night with our little one that ended up with a really bad cough. And if you parents out there, you know what it's like when your child can't breathe well, you know, it hurts you a lot more because you're watching them. So, so my background is almost 56 years of Chinese martial arts. I'm a 4th-degree black belt of Chinese kung fu. They call me a kung fu master. And also 50, almost 46 years of
how massage. How many people have you beaten up?
Well, I do massage therapy. So what I'd say is if you don't want to study from me, I beat you up and then you need a massage.
Right.
But, you know, it's the kind of martial arts I've studied. It's about the way of life. And, you know, part of the martial arts is Tai Chi and Qigong.
Okay. Yep.
And when you learn these exercises, you're actually helping neutralize these toxins, these oxidative stress.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've followed that path of nutrition for many, many years, you know?
All right.
And
so was it, I suspect when you first got on that path, it was just, you know, fresh food, fresh vegetables. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, recipes from Whole Foods, if you will.
Yeah, for the most part, you know, I mean, I'll say that I grew up in the 70s where we had a lot of fun back in those days, but I'm a musician as well.
Oh.
And need I say anymore?
Oxidative stress.
I created a lot of oxidative stress in my life, but, you know, with that, I just, I knew that there was a path that I was going to be on, and actually my goal was I wanted to be a professional musician.
Okay.
But something brought me to the realm of holistic healing. And I think that
I'm cool. I want to go to be at the club and all the girls are screaming.
Yep.
But you get this little pang inside that says, oh, healthy nutrition. And you try to push it down, it go away.
I tried to repress it quite a bit. But, you know, there was something that I knew that the people who I was hanging out with and where I was going musically, I think that I enjoyed having too much fun, if you will. And I think that if I would have kept on that path, I would have probably become a famous musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would have made really good money and I would have utilized that money in the wrong way. And I might not be here today.
Lucky that I'm the same after all I've been through.
Yeah. And so it took me down that path. And, you know, my wife and I have been married 20 years. We didn't have kids for a long time.
Okay.
And, but I just wanted to set myself up right and be as healthy as possible. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything. I'm really in a good spiritual path now.
Okay.
And biohacking, changing my DNA, enhancing the DNA ability. And also
Wait. So you're living this healthy life. Do you ever like think I might be missing out on something? Maybe they're having a great time after the show.
Well, yes, at times, I'll tell you that much. But, you know, I look at it this way, Ernest. I've had so much fun and so much extracurricular activity.
Dude, yeah.
It's made up for the rest of my life.
I can even loan you some cool points, huh?
And, you know, now being a daddy at this age, here's a great one. I used to have the most amazing Corvette. And then after my wife and I had
this
our first...
This is a very sad story.
Yeah. I'm going to cry right now. But so I had this beautiful Corvette. And then when my friends would see after we had a baby, they go, oh, Michael, I guess you got to sell your Corvette and get a minivan. And I would say, listen, guys, pound sand. I am not selling my Corvette. That's my baby. So I can take care of my babies. But when I saw my wife get out of the shower with that little belly bump on the second one, I took a deep inhale and exhale. I said, well, I guess I'm selling my Corvette. And a lot of my friends, I had to eat crow. So I did sell the Corvette. I did buy the minivan. And so, but I'm looking at life differently.
Okay. And What was it? One thing that clicked all of a sudden, and you were there after hours for the after party, and decided this isn't what I want, or was it something that happened more gradually?
Well, you know what? When you wake up after playing and drinking and having fun,
yeah.
you're so groggy. And the older I got, the harder it was to get out of bed.
Mm.
And I realized that. And then when you're like that, then you're not eating as healthy. So I'm doing my martial arts and doing healing. And so I'm doing one thing in a positive, then I'm doing the other things that kind of bring it down.
You balance it out.
It didn't work right. And I made a decision a long time ago.
Okay.
Back in actually 1997, where I said, you know what? this isn't working anymore.
I'm going to take charge of this.
And yeah, and it's a long time now. But you know what? That's why people look at me and they call me a liar when I tell them I'm 62. And
You are lying.
It used to make my wife mad when I'd say, hey, guess my age. She goes, they're just trying to make you feel good.
Feel good, right?
People guess me in my mid to early 40s. And if somebody guesses me at 50, I get mad.
Ah!
One of the other things about biohacking is where all disease comes from. Do you know where all disease comes from?
I do not.
It comes from dysfunctional mitochondria.
Oh.
And the mitochondria is the powerhouse of our cells. And
I did know that.
We literally have thousands of these organelles in each cell. And as our mitochondria deteriorate, there's an energy source called ATP.
Mm-hmm.
For you science people out there, it's adenosine triphosphate. And as it diminishes, especially, that's a hard word early on a Sunday morning, but as it diminishes, we diminish. And here's another trivia thing for you. When someone used to go into the gas chamber and that gas was released, guess what that gas actually did?
I have no idea.
It killed instantly your mitochondria.
Oh.
And you died. So when our mitochondria
ran out of gas, huh?
We die.
Okay.
And so when your mitochondria depletes, it creates this oxidative stress.
Ah.
And then there's another additive to that. We have a pathway that's called NAD. It's a molecule and it's a pathway, and we have a protein called sirtuin.
Okay.
And as we age, these pathways diminish.
Ah.
Now, those of you who have done, you've heard of people fasting, and you've heard of the intermittent fasting.
Uh-huh. But juice cleanses and...
Right. And so there's something that's called autophagy. So when you have that's your computer and
lots of big words here.
I know. and you know, for a long time, it took me a long time to actually to pronounce autophagy. I'd call it autophagy and all these different words, and I'd look at it and I'd listen to it on the internet. Is that the right way? But what that means is it's reprogramming your body, and that means complete fasting with no water.
Okay.
I mean, excuse me, with no food and only water. Now you look at it and go, there's no way I can do that. But think of a computer and think of the way that a computer is, and you have all these programs running and you never shut it off and it starts bogging down.
Okay.
And bogging down. Sound like my body from several years ago?
Oh, ding, light bulb.
And a lot of you may be sitting there. How many of you are sitting there with a cup of coffee or outside smoking your cigarette?
Mm-hmm. It's a no smoking town. They can't do that.
That's right. Laguna's a no smoking town now. When I lived here many years, over 20
different.
Years ago, it was a lot different. You can smoke anything you want around here.
On that note, you're listening to KXFM, and this is the Importance of Being show. My guest this morning is Michael Epstein, and he is telling us about the world of biohacking. And we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Michael and me on KXFM.
So clever that you know.
Look at this Sunday morning. It looks like those clouds are rolling in and like we're going to get some rain coming in here soon. Anyway, this is KXFM. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today I am hacking it up, making a mess of things. No, my guest this morning is Michael Epstein, and he is a biohacker. So we're talking about how you can reconfigure your life.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, you know, and
tune up your situation.
Right. You know, Ernest, there's so many people that are on medications that shouldn't be on medications.
Okay.
And there's so many people that if they had a different way to live their life, they would. And it's a very challenging thing because people don't know what to do. And like what you mentioned earlier is about nutrition. That was the only way that we knew how to do it.
Okay.
And I kind of found a secret, and that is A, finding something that has the ability to reduce this oxidative stress.
Right. So the I think we, in the last segment, we're really, you know, pinning it down to what was the concern or what was the thing that you're most trying to mitigate.
Right.
And
right.
So exactly. Oxidative stress.
And finding something to increase mitochondrial health.
Okay.
And also to create this NAD pathway. And so I want to finish up by talking about when I was saying autophagy.
Okay.
If a person...
Yes. The big words.
The big word, autophagy. And what that means is when you stop putting food in your body, because when we eat, it takes so much energy to digest that food.
Sure.
And people consistently eat and eat and eat, and they tax their body all the time. And when you put waste in, like partially hydrogenated oils and high fructose corn syrups, your body doesn't know what to do with it. So it pushes it out to the extremities of your stored fat cells.
Okay.
And those stored fat cells become diseased.
Ah.
And those stored fat cells become toxins. So how do you get to those stored fat cells? Well, if you do intermittent fasting, it doesn't really do it so much. And if you have the ability to...
That's one of the first steps, kind of, or the dipping your toe in the water of cleaning up your system.
Absolutely,
absolutely. The fasting thing.
So when you do fast, what happens, like the computer, so if you finally turn your computer off...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then reboot the computer, then the computer runs better. So if you give your body permission to not eat for a while and only put food in, so when, and I'll just say this really quickly, but when we don't eat for the first 24 to 48 hours, your body's looking for protein.
Ah, I'm just, sorry.
I know, to think about only 24 to 48 hours, because you, what it does, it messes with your mind, because we always think about food. So what it
some
looks for...
Some people more than others. Just say it.
Well, you're not showing it, that's for sure. But it starts utilizing the protein from your muscles. So within the first 24 to 48 hours, and then what happens, and all of a sudden it stops utilizing then that... And then it starts utilizing the insulin. And then in the next 48 hours or so, or 24 to 48 hours, it utilizes insulin. Then all of a sudden, those insulin gates close. And now you're utilizing stored fat. And so you're bypassing the protein of the muscle. Okay. You're bypassing the insulin gates. And now you're going to the stored fat. And it goes to the weakest cells that are trapped, if you will, and starts utilizing that for protein and starts working its way in. And the longer you fast on water, the healthier you get, believe it or not. And you think, well, I'd starve. You won't starve.
That's what I think.
And believe it, there is one guy that was a very big guy, 434 days with absolutely no food and only water.
Yeah, no. I'll read about that in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
That's true. And he really looks a little bizarre because he got so skinny.
Right.
But if you think of the Auschwitz survivors, you know, they all were skinny. But like in the beginning stages, they weren't all that way. And so those people used every resource that they had. So, but listen, guys, you don't have to starve yourself
yeah,
like that.
400 days.
Because...
Yep.
I found something that actually puts your body in that state of increasing the NAD pathway.
Okay.
Now, when we don't, if we only eat 800 calories a day consistently, and most people will never do that, it opens up this.
What are you talking about, Willis?
It opens up this NAD pathway by 94%.
Oh, okay.
So, which is great, and this sirtuin protein. But what ends up happening as well is it. Drops the body's ability for, or it increases the body's ability for health. But there are a lot of supplements out there that are called NAD, but they only increase the body's ability by 2%.
Okay.
So I actually found something that within a 24-hour period that increases this NAD pathway by 100% with science to prove it. Found something that reduces oxidative stress on an average of 40% in 30 days in 100% of people. And also found something that increases mitochondria health And it's something that's all natural, something that anybody can utilize in their body. And it's all about it's a synergizer. It's not a vitamin. It's not an antioxidant. It's a synergizer where your body utilizes these natural herbs, if you will, and makes it yourself. Has the ability to increase glutathione production by 300%. I know, what the heck is glutathione? Go look up glutathione.
I don't know if that's a good thing or
so
not.
Here's something that I just read. The coronavirus.
Okay.
If you increase your ability to have a stronger glutathione, quercetin, and curcumin, your body has a better ability to fight off that coronavirus. Just saying.
I think, you know, if you study all that, that'll keep you out of trouble, and then you're healthier just from that.
I know.
Now, learning how to pronounce those words.
Most people are going, what the heck is this guy talking
yes,
about?
That's however, exactly what they're saying.
But some people are going, are you kidding me? I've been reading about that. I've been studying about that.
Those people need to stay after school.
And at the end of this segment, I'm going to give you some information to get a hold of me, and I will give you the detailed about how to help biohack your body.
Okay.
And another thing, do you know where all disease, our second brain? Our second brain is our gut. So if we have an unhealthy brain, which a lot of us do,
doesn't mean unclean thoughts.
That's right. But that doesn't make your body unhealthy, but an unhealthy gut makes the rest of the body, including the brain, unhealthy.
Okay. All right. And so that's gut biome and all that kind of stuff.
The microbiome in the gut, absolutely. So when we can create friendly bacteria in the gut, and the problem with a lot of the probiotics that are out there, the stomach acids eat 96% of all of those probiotics before they ever get to the gut, where they're supposed to be. But we found something that has something called BioTrack, and that's a coating that has the ability for a time-released aspect where 96% of it actually makes it to the gut, actually between 60 and 80% definitely makes it to the gut where it's supposed to.
Right. And so there are other biohacking schools, I guess. There are probably different schools of thought on how to do it and what's the best approach. And
the person that created the word biohacking is Dave Asprey.
Okay.
And Dave Asprey has the coffee, I'm forgetting the name of the coffee, but it's an orange bag, but Ignited Coffee or something like that. But Dave Asprey, look him up. And he talks about lights, like LED lights at night in your house. It doesn't give you what your body really needs. And people sleeping, and I'm subject to that, sleeping next to your cell phones. Your cell phone should be off at night and be away from you. Your internet should be off at night and away from you, because all of these things create this oxidative stress and create your body and it where the ability of biohacking your body becomes diminished.
Okay.
So he's got and I don't remember the name of his book, but look him up, Dave Asprey. The guy is amazing. But what a company that I work with and the people that I'm associated with, several scientists and researchers, about what we're doing on activating the body. Instead of supplementing, we're activating the body for the body to do its own job on its own.
Okay. And so it gets after a lot of Doritos and late night Taco Bell. Gets a little mixed up.
a lot, yes. And boy, oh boy, I still drive by those Taco Bells and go, man, I want one of them tacos.
One of those Doritos tacos.
Boy, oh boy.
But if Doritos are good and tacos are good,
the Dorito tacos even
how
better.
How could you go wrong?
No doubt.
All right. This is KXFM. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. My guest this morning is Michael Epstein. And, look, it's raining already. Look at that. All right. This is KXFM. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, this is KXFM, and you are listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and we do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10, and it happens to be a rainy 9 to 10. It's a lot more rain than I thought we were going to get. We are getting it. Anyway, my guest this morning is Michael Epstein. He is a biohacker. We have been talking about biohacking and taking one path versus another path. And
yes, absolutely.
I still say, you know, parties, concerts, musician.
It's a wonderful life living like that. But, you know, again, when I said waking up in the morning doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Well, more like waking up at noon doesn't feel good.
And the older you get, the harder it is, you know, no matter how you look at it. Chronologically, it's tougher.
So, you know, you got to this crossroads in your life and said, you know, I don't think this is for me, you know, being a musician and you know, living the cool life. Staying up late and doing all the things that musicians do when everybody else goes home. What brought you to, gosh, I really want to get nutritionally sound, or I really want to get my body, my temple in tip-top shape?
Well, you know, doing the martial arts and studying holistic therapies as a holistic therapist, it gives you a different perspective of life. And I was watching a lot of friends die, heart attacks at young ages, dysfunction in the body, bad gut health. And I didn't know what I didn't know back then.
Right.
But
right.
I think God put me on the path to get away from the partying and to take a look differently. You know, when my wife and I got married almost 20 years ago now, I knew that there was something else, and she wanted to have children back then, but financially, I wasn't in a place that I could really do it.
Yeah, that would be some oxidative stress.
That created a lot of oxidative stress. So I wanted to find something that could put me in a path, A, that I can help a lot of people.
Okay.
And now I get to help thousands of people, and I've been blessed to be a public speaker. I've spoken in front of thousands of people many times.
Okay.
on biohacking and on cellular health and how to be the best version of yourself, you know? And now that I have children, I'll be 63 in August.
And your kids are how old?
And I have
25 and 28?
Right. A four-month-old and a two-and-a-half-year-old, Micah and Mateo. I don't want to be 80 years old with them either not having dad around
right.
or pushing dad in a wheelchair. So I'm doing everything else to biohack myself. And I found activation that has helped me. And through the past several years, I've helped tens of thousands of people change their cellular health
okay.
by just introducing them to how they can biohack their DNA.
Okay. And when did you discover it, and how did you, you know, there are all kinds of choices out there for and all kinds of supplements and
right.
people making claims about stuff. What brought you to this approach?
Well, the one thing that I tell people, I could show me the science.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a scientist, but I have a science mind. And somebody had brought me an ABC investigative report back from 2005. And when I saw that report with an Emmy Award-winning anchor, John Quinones, it blew me away that this could really reduce oxidative stress on an average of 40%.
Stopped you in your tracks.
Stopped me in my tracks. I did my due diligence, did my studying, and then realize that this is something that's real. And you're right. Everybody is always saying they have the best thing that's out there. I show the science. But if you have something that has 30 published peer-reviewed studies, or 30 published studies, 26 of them being peer-reviewed, something that has science behind it like nothing else.
Right, right.
In a $500 billion industry, what I'm doing here is the best kept secret because people don't know about it. And I actually ran into a doctor that speaks on all of this stuff and had no idea but what of what we have in our biohacking
okay.
kit, little bag that we have, our biohacking kit that is really working, you know?
You can be a biohacker.
And so let me ask you a question. If I was to say, I'll give you $5 million cash, Ernest, but I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the sickest day you've ever had in your life.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Didn't take too long, did it? But think about living the rest of your life that sick with the $5 million. You still want that money? Probably not.
So if you have, I need a little more time.
But you know what? Our health is that important. Yes. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Right.
That's the
right.
bottom line. Right. So if you can have the best version of yourself health-wise, biohacking your DNA, changing your cellular expression, your gene expression, just from activating it through natural herbs that have patents and science behind it.
Right.
Who really wouldn't want that?
Right. And so, yeah, I guess it's more pleasant than fasting for 4 or 5 days.
That's absolutely true. And I did 3 days of 5 days of nothing but water. And, you know, your mind plays tricks on you because I was actually cooking food for my family and drinking water.
And not, and not even like, yo, I'll
nope.
sample.
All I do is smell it really closely. And, but my wife said, wow, your food's actually getting better, honey.
That's like my friend went on a diet and she'd smell the food and eat a rice cake. You're like, are you kidding me?
But, you know, I want to be healthier. And how many of you out there want to be the healthiest version of yourself? You know, you have to make some choices and you have to cut back on certain things, you
There'll
know?
Be sacrifice.
That's right. Positive sacrifices. So.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time here on the Importance of Being show. So, Michael, thank you so much for being
Absolutely.
On the show. And if people are curious about, you know, what they might be able to do, is there a way that they can get more information?
Absolutely. So I'm going to give you three things. Number one, this is a website that you can go to. That's my website. And it's www.dnahack.org. That's dnahack.org.
Okay.
So remember, dnahack.org. If you want to send me an email, you could send it to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at dnahack.org. If you want to text me, because this is how much I care about you, I'm going to give you a number that you can text me on. And at 949.
Careful what you wish for.
Okay. I know.
Yeah.
482. 1-800-273-1009. Send me a text message or leave me a message there.
All right.
That's a private number that you can get to me. And I'd love to hear from you. This is all I do is I care about people. And if I can help you become the best version of yourself, I will do it. So again, 949-482-1009, michael@dnahack.org or www.dnahack.org. And Ernest, thank you for giving me this time to help open people's eyes on such an early raining Sunday morning here in beautiful Laguna Beach. And I lived here for 10 years and I loved every bit of it.
Well, thank you for being on the show, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And have an incredible day.
Thank you. And this is Ernest Hackman signing off with the Importance of Being show. Coming up next is more of me, but I'll be sitting in for the Coast Highway Shuffle. Stay dry.
LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire. You bought today.